we're going to talk about sex trafficking with James Rojas. James, KBC News correspondent. Appreciate it, James. What's going on?
Hey, Dr. Drew. Yeah, this is a multi-county, multi-state sex trafficking investigation that was started back in January when a teenage girl went missing in Tulare County in Central California. Well, she was found in West Hollywood in an apartment where police realized that this case was much bigger than they expected. Yesterday, during a press conference, we have Sheriff, L.A. County Sheriff Jim McDonald, State Attorney General Javier Becerra, and Tulare County Sheriff Mike Boudreau talking about the discovery of this sex trafficking operation that stretched from Bakersfield to the San Francisco Bay Area and from the LA Basin to Las Vegas and even Texas. And what they found during this whole investigation were 13 girls, the majority who were between 15 and 17 years old, were being used as sex slaves, taken all up and down the state and, of course, to those other states in Nevada and Texas. And so far, we have two people who have been arrested. One more person, a woman, is actually on the loose right now, and law enforcement are trying to find them. And they're accused of befriending and finding these girls on social media, gaining their trust, having them meet with them in person, and then eventually just taking advantage of them. And the word sex slave was used multiple times during that press conference yesterday.
Is there anything the public can do or listeners can do to help in identifying and finding this woman?
Well, this woman, her name is Mia McNeil. She's 32 years old. The department has released her mugshot. I guess she has been previously arrested for other crimes, but her mugshot is out there. We also have it on our website at KABC.com. This woman is believed to have used stolen identities to rent apartments all around the state that would double as brothels. And law enforcement, they say that many of these girls, they're still struggling to put their lives together because when they were found addicted to drugs. And that's one way that these human traffickers may have been able to hold on to them for so long, in addition to threats to their family or friends if they ever try to escape.
So all 13 girls were drug addicted. Is that accurate?
The majority of them, yes. Yeah, and so 13 girls in total, 8 of them were underage, are underage.
Okay, so the majority are 15 to 17, right?
That's right.
Okay.
And then another point that law enforcement really wanted to bring out was that this needs to be an eye-opener for parents. I know parents, they want to give their children space and let them experience life, but they say that all of these girls were enticed through social media in some way, and that's how they're able to gain their trust. And so they're really driving it home to parents that you need to be responsible. You need to know who your kids are talking to. Ask those hard questions because it's so easy nowadays. You could be talking to somebody who says they are this one person. They live this other life. When you meet them in person, they're completely somebody different with terrible intentions.
Bernard, we got to get Lisa Stroman in here because she and I are always discussing the dangers out there in the digital space. She runs at digitalcitizensacademy.org if people are interested. But yeah, that is absolutely sort of problem number one right now is digital literacy of parents as well as sort of understanding what the risks are out there. These kids that were sort of enticed into this, it's shocking that only three people could manage this many people, keep them addicted and move them across multiple states and a state as big as California without getting caught.
Yeah. And this woman, Mia McNeil, she apparently stole identities. And with that, in addition to being able to rent out apartments, they were able to buy these high end luxury cars like Maseratis and similar high end makes. And they would use that to transport these girls. It may be inconspicuous if you're in a very high profile car that looks very nice. People may not assume bad things, but yeah, they were using the girls and the revenue they're bringing in to pay for all this stuff so they can continue going around the state and again to Texas and in Las Vegas to abuse these girls.
Well, I'm going to ask one more time, is there anything else other than identifying this woman that the public can do to help get her, find her?
I mean, again, we do have our picture at KABC.com. I recommend everybody checking it out and taking it. And if you do recognize her, definitely call 911 immediately.
I'm actually looking at it right now. I'm going to pull it up in just a second here to be sure. Judy, you have any questions for our friend here? Oh, you can't hear? You can't hear?
No,
oh, the, that little the stub, the knob that says headphones there. I'm sorry about that. That one. No, you got to turn it. Judy Ho can't be a part of our conversation because we didn't give her functioning headphones.
I was trying really hard to listen through Drew's headphones.
Oh my God, that is too funny. Well, we're talking about a sex trafficker.
While you try to figure that out, again, the point that the sheriff wanted to point out was that parents need to be vigilant, and it is so much harder nowadays because everywhere I go, if you look at a teenager or even those younger than the teenage years, they're already carrying cell phones, and so access to anybody at their fingertips. And so this is much harder for parents to be aware of it, but it makes it even more important for them to be proactive.